Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week from the BSU Men's Hockey Team, Andrew Walsh. Congratulations.
Thank you.
When you haven't played in a few games, is that first save the most important, or maybe warm up the most important, or what's the key in your mind?
Just kind of get in there and go with it like I've been in there for a while. First save's always big. Kind of Saturday night, it took a little while to get it, but once I got that first one, it always feels good.
19 saves in the third period alone. It gets a little dicey, doesn't it?
I actually didn't even notice it until I looked at the stats afterwards, and I guess pretty busy, kind of just stayed in the moment, trying to make every save one at a time.
When something bad happens like Friday with backs, do you think about going behind the net on Saturday, or do you just completely react to the puck and not even think about it?
No, you can't worry about it, or else then you're going to be thinking about it all night, and you just kind of got to play your game and have confidence in what you can do.
As you have been watching this penalty kill, you know, for 10 on the weekend was Denver on the power play. What makes you guys so good in your mind?
It's something that we've really been taking pride in. I know Coach really stresses on it in practice, and right now everyone's working really hard, and that's the key to it, hard working and blocking a lot of shots. It's just clicking right now.
As you watched Ben Kinney's goal on Saturday, I don't know if you could see from all the way down on the ice how good of a play that was, but up top it was an unbelievable play just to get to the puck. What makes guys like him, what makes guys like George in your mind so good offensively, and are you glad you don't have to stop him?
Yeah, when I saw the puck get out to Kinney in front of the net there and saw he had time, I kind of knew from practice that he was going to put her five hole, and George and Kinney, they've got great hands in that situation and are able to keep their composure, and he was able to and made a great play and scored a big goal for us.
Can you just give the listeners a little history of how you got here, and you played on quite a few junior teams to get here, so did you ever think it was going to happen?
Yeah, quite a few, to say the least. I had bounced around not just teams, a couple leagues, and sometimes I doubted myself, but had a really good 20-year-old season, and Bert saw me at our prospects tournament at the start of the year there, and just kept rolling and was worrying about every game at a time, not so much my future, and ended up coming here and happy with the decision.
How's the first semester of being a student again gone?
Yeah, another thing, it was a while. I think I was out of school for 3 years there, so they kind of gave us a nice easy semester for our first one to get us back into it, but feels good now that it's over, and next one will be a lot more difficult, that's for sure.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU men's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.